On July 30, 1964, Addie McCormick, a switchboard operator, lost her life while warning hotel guests about a fire.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
McCormick, a telephone operator for 48 of her 64 years, was working that day at the switchboard in the phone room on the first floor of the 12-story Beacon Arms Hotel in Ottawa, Ontario. When a smoky fire broke out in a ground floor storage closet, the hotel's accountant told everyone to leave the office, but McCormick kept working. She first called to report the fire, then answered several calls from other employees and frightened guests. Next, McCormick began phoning guests' rooms to notify them about the fire and instruct them not to use the elevator when evacuating. A maid later confirmed she heard phones ringing in guests' rooms as she rushed down the steps. As he was fleeing the office, the accountant noticed McCormick still at her post, and again he urged her to leave. She said she'd be coming. When she didn't appear outside, he tried to go in, but by then the only escape route was blocked by flames. Just 10 minutes after McCormick had phoned in the alarm, firefighters arrived and extinguished the flames. McCormick's body was found next to her switchboard.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on this hero, visit carnegiehero.org.